Okay. Boy, you can hear the excitement in the air. Lots of people excited calling from all over the United States, and I'm sure some are calling from other parts of the world. At this point, it amazes me, 7 years into this business. This is executive consultant Jeff Rollins. And as Bear Gordon says each week, I'm an executive consultant, and you can be one too. Very humbled and was excited to be part of the simulcast yesterday and speak up in Hartford, where we just had an amazing group of speakers. And I really just felt that everybody brought something to the table. It was an amazing day, from the co-founders Jerry and Chris to all the top earners. You could just feel an excitement. You could feel that there's something electric going on about this company. It's like the jets have been burning on the launching pad, and they've fired up the engines, and this company is ready to explode and take off. So, guys, this is a call that's done every Sunday night since I've been in the business for 7 years, hosted by Bear Gordon. He had another engagement this evening, so he asked me if I would fill in for him. And the only point that I have tonight is to announce our guest, that is the starter of this call, the host of this call most weeks. A guy that does not need to be on a conference call on Sunday night. He is financially independent. He's earned over $40 million in this business. He's the number one earner in Ambit Energy for most of the time that I've been in the business, and it's just amazing that he's a friend of mine. And he's a guy that is just available to everybody in Ambit Energy, and he's been available to me and my family. We built a relationship with him and Betsy and his family, and I just can't be more blessed to be just have a relationship with an individual like this. It's so successful but so giving. So just want to bring him onto the call. Brian, are you with us?
I'm here, Jeff. Can you hear me okay?
Man, I can hear you fantastic, Brian. Thanks for having me and allowing me to be part of this call. And I'm just going to leave it up to you. I got my notebook ready, like most sunny nights, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Before you jump off, I just want to ask you one question. You've been EC for a while. When are you going to make NC, Jeff?
That's a great question. So I have been doing that. This is resolution time. So I am going to be a national consultant by October 24th of 2019.
There you go. Okay, you announce it to the national call. So I'm writing it down myself. I'm going to put it in my calendar, and we're going to be talking about it on a regular basis. I know you got a lot of great stuff going up in Maine and other parts of the Northeast, and I have no doubt with focus, determination, and unwavering devotion to Ambit, which I don't think there's anybody in Ambit that's better than you at that you'll get there. So I appreciate you hosting the call. Bear had a big event at his church tonight where he volunteered his photography services. And I've always said God first, family second, and Ambit third. So he's serving the good Lord tonight. I appreciate that. Bear, appreciate him being on every week, and I appreciate you stepping in for him, Jeff.
Thank you.
I tell you, I was in Dallas with Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss and so many other great leaders, and it was just fantastic. We were at the Verizon Center for simulcast, and I tell you, just the excitement was kind of overwhelming. A couple years back, let me go back to the summer of oh, goodness gracious, my memory fails me occasionally, but it was 08 or 09, the summer. We were in Texas, and Texas was 95% of our business at that point, maybe 85%, don't remember the exact percentage, but vast majority of our business. And Texas got hit that summer with a heat wave. I mean, the temperatures were over 100. They set more 100-degree days in Texas than they ever had since they started to record weather in Texas. And back then there were no contracts. You know, Texas, everybody in Texas, not just not Ambit, but everybody was month and month, so no 6 month, 1 year, 2 year contracts. And literally, don't hold me to these exact figures. You could look up on the internet, but I'm going to give you a feel for it, and they're close. But we went from 10 cents a kilowatt hour to 17 cents a kilowatt hour, and I'm talking about Ambit Energy within a month. So one month, if you're a month-to-month customer of Ambit, you're getting 10 cent kilowatt hour. Next month, you're at 17 cents. And what I can tell you is that a high percentage of the customers left, particularly the newer customers. You know, they thought it was a bait and switch. You know, you got me on at 10 and you switched me up to 17 and, you know, this is, I'm getting done over here. But what they didn't realize is that TXU and Reliant, some of the other incumbents here in Texas, had gone from, you know, 12 cents to 21 cents. And unfortunately, those Ambit customers switched off of Ambit, went on to went back to the incumbent or one of the Direct Energy, one of the other competitors here in Texas, and were paying more than if they would have stayed with us. And so, you know, it's a glass of wine; it's either half full or half empty, right? And so, what happened was is that every customer that was on TXU, Reliant, or Texas, New Mexico, or the other incumbents in Texas, they went to 21 cents. So they were looking for a new place to come. So we had an awful lot of consultants that quit my business then. I mean, the main person that was driving my coded organization at the time had huge connections up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, they're the aunt and the uncle and the best friend that he had put on his customers were calling him up and, man, I can't believe you're doing me over like this, blah, blah, blah. And it was more than he could took. So he quit the business. But what happened was is that within 60 days, we had twice as many customers as we had before because all those customers that had gone from 12 cents to 21 cents felt like they were being done over as well, and they switched to Ambit, or a lot of them switched to Ambit. So, you know, it's always darkest before dawn. Same thing happened with the polar vortex a couple of years ago up in the Northeast. And, you know, rates went through the roof. You know, people were leaving in droves and so on and so forth. And so with the weather up in the Northeast, you know, I was concerned, hey, is this polar vortex too? And I had a chance to talk with Jerry backstage, and he goes, you know, Brian, he says, we're in so much better financially than we were when that happened in a few years back. And he said, not only to mention that, the effect on the company is a fraction of what it was back then, and, you know, assured me that, you know, it wasn't going to be the same. So I thought at the beginning of this call, I'd pass that on to everybody if anybody's had any thoughts about, you know, the severe weather in the Northeast, you know, affecting us like it did a couple of years back with the polar vortex. It certainly doesn't seem like that. Of course, we got hit with one wave after another, there's obviously an effect, and obviously it cuts into the margins of Ambit Energy. But the company has grown so much. It's so much healthier than it was back then. And with Japan just literally exploding, I mean, our future could not be any brighter. And, you know, I was in Texas, saw all the excitement, had a lot of great speakers at the local event. You know, Carlos and Ceci Marin were there just so many others. You know, I won't go into all the names of Coach Johnson and others, but, you know, it was a great hour before the event, and the excitement was there. It just was, you know. I mean, the bottom line is that this company is doing well. It's moving forward. Things are doing great. But there's nothing like being in a live venue, and a lot of people on this call were, you know, looking on their computers or, you know, at a watch party or something like that. And of course, a watch party is better than watching it in your living room, but there's nothing quite like the energy of the live event itself. So I invited a very special person, not only Betsy and I personally, but a guy that just has been a leader's leader. Has formed the fastest growing group within Ambit Energy, the EC Factory, the mentor and the leader of that group, and just done an incredible job in the Northeast, and not only mentoring his group, but opening up to all the other groups in Ambit Energy. And I want to bring Ray Monty onto the call tonight, and I really think that Ray, if you would, if you'd start with the excitement in Hartford and what was going on in Hartford. I know you were Tony and Jay and Jeff and Peggy and Ernie Force, and you know, the energy we got in Dallas was great for Hartford, but there's not like anything except sitting there in the crowd. So why don't you share with everybody what you saw in Hartford and the excitement in Hartford.
Absolutely, Brian. First of all, thank you for having me on the call and your leadership, and Jeff for hosting. I appreciate it. I'm ecstatic to be here. I've been on the phone all day like you have, doing conference calls and doing webinars. And, yeah, I went there yesterday, and I was excited to go. I know a lot of us up here in the Northeast got hit with ice storms and snowstorms. I was talking to Bob Granger and Dave Lipinczyk and some of the individuals that were having watch parties. And, you know, the weather was tough on Saturday morning. We left here in an ice storm and snowstorm, and it was amazing. Because we got to Hartford and it was about 20 or 30 degrees warmer and sun, and somebody was definitely looking down on Ambit, if you know what I'm saying, yesterday. And so we got there, walked inside, and it started building, and people were coming in, and people were just pumped up. And you know, you go in there and you look around the room, and I looked around the room around 2 o'clock Eastern, and then I looked around the room when I stood up 30 minutes later, and it just filled up and kept filling up and kept filling up. And you know, like you guys, we had the local leaders speak beforehand, and they were incredible, and there was a lot of excitement. Jay and Teresa Sanborn spoke, Wayne and Nancy Hill, Anita and Gino Chiavelli, and Caesar and Sonia Buffoni. And you know, Brian, the thing that amazes me is I look at the leadership at Ambit, and you know, but that's before we get to corporate. But I look at all those individuals, and you know, some of those guys and gals weren't in the company 2 or 3 years ago, and some of them were, and they were just getting started and really developing. But what really struck me is the incredible leaders that are in this company, and people that have kind of some of the new people that are coming along, but some of the people that have weathered the storms that you've talked about, and the personal development, and listening to their stories and see how committed they are. And then we went live, and you know, I thought Jay Emma did an incredible job hosting, and I know Brooke did a great job down in Dallas too. And so I thought the hosts were incredible. And then you know, Jerry just came out of the start and just knocked it out of the park. I thought that was about as relaxed and comfortable and excited as I saw Jerry. And we had John Burke up here, and John did a great job. And it was the same thing I noticed about John. They were excited to be there. They were at ease. They were confident. You know, John talked about Japan a little bit beforehand and the IT of what they've done over there, and how companies are coming to Ambit in Japan and saying, how do you guys do this? What do you got going on? How are you guys having so much success? And 14,000 customers already in Japan. And so then other speakers started coming up, and you know, we went back and forth between Dallas and Hartford, and I just thought the speakers were incredible, and the training from Tony and Diana Procopio up here, and I know the ones up here, and I thought you were awesome. I thought your message was incredible, and you know, we kind of laughed about it because a lot of the leaders had the same message. This is not easy. This is not always fun. But it is so worth it. It is so rewarding. You're going to be able to change your family's life financially. And in the meantime, you get to surround yourself with incredible, like-minded people. And then, you know, Chris closing it out. It was the same thing about Chris. And you know, John Burke told a story up here about when he was on the computer, and he was on the train in the early days of Ambit, and a gentleman stole his laptop. And John went after him and jumped on his back, and the guy turned around and gave it back to him. And John made the comment that God's hand was with Ambit that day. And that's when he knew that we had something special. And I just look at yesterday, and I don't know about you, and I'm sure you feel the same way because we haven't really talked yet, but you just have that gut feeling. You have it in your heart, and you know that there's something going on here real special, and where we're positioned and what's getting ready to happen, and that 2018 for sure is going to be Ambit's biggest year. I couldn't be prouder of being part of this company and being
part of the people that we're working with. And then, you know, you look at the corporate people. You look at Eric and Daryl, what an incredible job they did up here, and Irene Irving. Those were the three that were up here. And I know you had a whole bunch of corporate people down there, and just the way that it came across, what they put on. And yeah, I remember our first simulcast. We've had some bugs with the technology, and it's come. I mean, they've just done such a great job. It was a great event, and everybody that I talked to that has come out of there, just they're all pumped up. I mean, this is going to be a huge, huge year. And Brian, the amazing thing is, I haven't even mentioned announcements yet. We just based on all that, I'm ready to go. Forget about triple double. Forget about new commercial. Forget about new sunrun. Forget about extending free in Canada. Just based on the atmosphere and the feeling of being around such incredible people and knowing that there's something special going on with this company, I was ready to go after that.
You know, I couldn't agree more. You know, the announcements are always huge. You know, they have been simulcast after simulcast after simulcast, ambition after ambition after ambition after ambition. And everybody likes getting paid more money for doing the same thing. And you know, I remember when they had announced free energy at Ambition. You know, I remember so many of the monumental announcements. But at the end of the day, the announcements, not free energy because it carried on to time, but at the end of the day, the announcements come and go. You know, I mean, they announced some four new markets for Sunrun. That's great. You know, there's some people on this call that are going to benefit from that. You know, it's a 20-year residual payout. You know, that's exciting. It's fantastic. You know, double, triple is fantastic through the end of February. Checks are going to swell a little bit. That's going to help some people get out of debt, do some different things with it. All that's great, exciting. You know, that's going to drive the business. More people are going to work harder. I get all that. You know, the commercial in New Jersey, fantastic. Not going to do a whole lot for me sitting in Austin, Texas, or somebody out in California, or somebody up in Maine, or whatever. But, you know, that's a great announcement as well. And, you know, just like the announcement we had at Ambition and, you know, commercial in Pennsylvania, you know, all that's great. And to go to zero to get in Canada, extend that, all that's fantastic. But at the end of the day, you have to look at the core company, you know, and the core company has done something that no other company has done in the history of the direct selling industry. You know, they're the youngest company on the direct selling 100. They've gone from startup to you know, $1 billion+, you know, in just a little over 10 years. You know, they've done that in partially deployed in 14 states in the District of Columbia, fully deployed in New York and Texas, and just the trickles of the residual income coming into Japan. And another thing I love about the company, you know, Chris is understated, Jerry is understated. When Yoshi announced there were 14,000 customers in Japan, you know, right before this call, right, I looked in my back office because Betsy turned to me and she tracks it every day. She sends me a report every day. She goes, she said, Brian, I think we have over 16,000 customers just in our organization. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. So, you know, thought we heard it right that Yoshi had said 14, but maybe with the accent we did hear it right or whatever. But, you know, Betsy and I have over 16,000 customers in just our organization. That doesn't include the Amuedos and what Carlos Marin and Frank Schmalling and so many other groups that aren't in our organization have going on over there. So everything is understated at Ambit Energy. And yet, you know, the facts are the facts, you know. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're literally a phenomenon. And for everybody that's on this call and everybody from this call that's going to go talk to about Ambit Energy, there is no better opportunity in direct selling than Ambit Energy. You know, a public utility unconsciously purchases, habitually used. You know, I'm sitting here in my ranch house and on the river house in Whitney, Texas at Pecan Bluff. And, you know, the lights underneath the counters are on, the can lights are on, my computer's on, my cell phone's plugged in, the air conditioning / heat is going, the refrigerator's going, the freezer's going, you know, the alarm clock's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. Next month, next year, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, we're burning electricity, we're using natural gas. And the bottom line is that the company that did a simulcast yesterday did a live simulcast in Hartford, did a live simulcast in Grand Prairie, Texas, will become the largest company ever in the direct selling industry. And if you look at it, Ray, if the bottom line is, you know, pick the percentage, and I don't know what it is for Ambit, but you take any direct selling company, you take the great titans of industry, you know, take the one of the, you know, take any of the automobile companies, any of the computer companies, any of the retailers, you know, Walmart, Dell, Ford, pick any of them, you know, pharmaceutical companies, I don't care what industry you're in. A certain percentage of the gross revenue of those great companies goes to sales and marketing, you know, and you know, in some industries, it's, you know, a fraction of 1%, in other industries, it's 30 or 40%, you know, so every industry is different. And I don't know what it is for Ambit, but here's my point, is whatever that percentage is, which is paid out in commissions and bonuses and everything that pays out, that at the end of the day, Ambit pays out X number of tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars, whatever it is, to Ambit consultants. And that's a percentage of the, you know, whatever it was last year, the $1.3 million year before last, because we don't have 2017 figures. That's a percentage. The only way that Ambit pays more out to the consultants, because that percentage is basically going to stay steady, is for the revenue to go up. So if we go from a $1.3 billion company, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, we're a $1.7 billion company or $2 billion company or $3 billion company. I don't know what it is, but this is what I do know. The revenue is going to go up. According to Jerry Thompson, and he said this last time he was in Japan, he expects the revenue of Ambit Japan to more than double the current revenue of Ambit U.S. and exceed the revenue of Ambit U.S. within 4 to 5 years. That has nothing to do with Canada, has nothing to do with the new international markets that are going to be announced over the next 4 or 5 years, has nothing to do with the expansion of the U.S. All that's going to occur, and yet, you know, if all that happens 5 years from now is the revenue of $1.3 billion is doubled to $2.6 billion, what that means in dollars and cents is that the revenue paid out to the consultants in Ambit Energy globally is going to double. And so if you're on this call tonight, you know, my point, Ray, is that you've got to decide how much of that's hitting your bank account. You know, I know how a little man or a little woman in the back of your head works. You know, it said, well, Brian, that's really cool. You know, you got a huge organization in Japan, but I don't have anybody in Japan. Well, you can resign yourself to the fact that you don't have anybody in Japan, or you can resign yourself to the fact that that percentage increase isn't going to happen for you, or you can do what I talked about at Simulcast, which is take all the positive thought and move it into massive positive action. You know, all the positive thought in the world is not going to make any money. It's only massive positive action that's going to make you money. And the person that's going to push that button, the person that's going to lift up that phone that feels like the 10,000-pound phone and ask somebody to listen, the person that's going to go to the business presentation, the person that's going to sit down and redo their written list, the person that is going to make it happen can make it happen for them and their family. It's not your responsibility, Ray. It's not my responsibility. It's not Jeff's responsibility or anybody else's responsibility to make it happen for somebody and their family. It's you, if you're on this phone tonight's responsibility to make it for you and your family. And so, Ray, I guess what I'd like for you to comment on next is this, is you got in the business. I'll never forget this. One of the first persons you put in the business was Norbert Hennessy. Norbert Hennessy went to work and put a gentleman that was in the real estate business in, and all of a sudden you were starting to do meetings, you know, 2 and 3 meetings a day in his conference room, and everybody that was getting to the business was getting commissioned, everything was rocking and rolling. But I guess my point is that the reason that you've been successful as you have been, or Philip or Steve or Chris and Debbie or Frank or Esther or Carlos or, you know, any of the other people that have been ultra successful in this business is because you took massive action. You didn't think about it. You didn't talk about it. You didn't come up with some new online system. You didn't do any of that. You know what you did is you picked up the phone and asked somebody to listen, and then those people picked up the phone to ask somebody to listen, and then everybody went and gathered their customers, and at the end of the day, you know, I can sit here and talk about the hundreds of thousands of dollars I'm making per month, but there's no bigger validator of the business than a new person getting to the business and getting their first check for $100, $200, or $300, and the double and triple can just make that check go through the roof. So, Ray, why don't you talk a little bit and just give some insight of the, I don't want to say it the battle, but the amount of work and energy you had to put in to build the type of business that you have today.
Absolutely, Brian. And Brian, before I get to that, I just want to mention one other thing, and because I've got a couple text messages and emails asking me how Danny Trzynski's doing. And, you know, here's what I love about this company, and I don't want to get off the subject of what Brian's talking about, but I talked about Danny yesterday getting open heart surgery. He came through the surgery. He was sitting up today feeling a whole lot better. And actually, Norbert Hennessy went down to visit him at the hospital because that's the type of guy that Norbert is. And he put Danny on the phone with me, Brian, and I asked him how he was doing. He said he'd see us at our training on the 27th in Scranton, but all the guy wanted to talk about was the fact that you called him, I guess, on Friday to talk to him, and he told me that yesterday as he was going into surgery, Jerry Thompson Jr. called him and left him a message, and that Chris Chambliss sent him a text. And, you know, I mean, I think about that for a second. These guys are going into simulcast, one of the biggest days of the year, and because of who they are and who you are, you guys made this guy's day. I mean, he didn't want to talk about his surgery. He didn't want to talk about getting out of the hospital. He wanted to talk about Brian, Jerry, and Chris. So I wanted to thank you for that and let everybody know he's doing great. Now, getting back what you talked about, you know, getting this thing started was not easy. And we worked extremely hard, and we were on the Whatever It Takes program. And, Brian, over the last 24 hours driving home from Pennsylvania, from Hartford to Pennsylvania last night and all day today, I've been on the phone with a lot of excited leaders, people that have been in the business for a while who were totally rejuvenated yesterday and said the message was heard loud and clear. It's time to get to work. And I've been on the phone with a lot of new people as well. And a couple of the leaders I talked to asked me about why do I think certain areas are going so well right now? And I talked about Orono, Maine. I mean, you know, you're talking about on the other side of the world where it's been 30, 35 below zero here the last couple of weeks, and we got a team that's blown up there, fast track RC after fast track RC. And I said, guys, here's what I know. They have no baggage. They're not focusing on what happened in 2014 or he said, she said. They're focusing on the opportunity that's at hand right now. And I think that's what a lot of people who've been around for a while need to take a step back and focus on this. And then I talked to Kirk Horan, and Brian, we were talking about when upstate New York blew up back in 2009 and 2010. And I remember the thing that got this company to blow up was extremely hard work. Guys, we paid the price. We were out there every night showing the plan, and you still need to do that. Whether you're doing in-home presentations or one-on-ones or showing the video or Success From Home magazines or picking up guests and taking them to a meeting. Listen, if you're going to be on stage on simulcast, you're going to pay a price like Jay and Teresa and Jeff Rollins and hosting JM and Tony and Diana. These people pay a price. They work hard, but they love what they do, so they don't mind it. But I was talking to Kirk, and we were talking about when upstate New York was blown up for him. The big thing that made it blow up, Ryan, is people could make their investment back. I remember coming out of one of the big events, and Ambit announced that if you went out there and got 10 customers, you made your initial investment back. Now, Brian, think about that. It was $455 back then, and when somebody came in and got a website and three customers, and guys, I know for you in Texas, it's two customers, but in the Northeast, it was three customers, they would make $100. And then if they got five more customers for a total of 10 up here in the Northeast or Illinois, they got back another $100. And Ambit announced where they were going to be able to get their whole investment back, $450, if they got 10 customers. And our businesses exploded. Because when people come in, a lot of people, they can't see getting a jacket like Brian or becoming an EC or speaking on stage or going on a five-star. What they saw was being able to make their money back. And they would put up $455, and they get their website. They become their own customer if they could. They get seven more customers, and our business exploded. I said, look at what we got today.
You know, and guys, I'm using Northeast and Illinois and Ohio numbers, so I know in Texas it's a little bit less number, a little bit less customers, but more money. But Brian, think about this. Somebody comes in today. You know, Brian lives in Maine, which I know you never live in Maine, but Brian's a brand-new consultant, turns on his website, upgrades his service to Ambit, gets two more customers, he made $100. Go get two more customers for a total of seven, website being two, that's another $100. Go get three more customers for a total of 10, you've made back $300. You've tripled your investment. And, you know, if anybody sits down and looks at the differences from today compared to 7, 8, 9 years ago, where it's 455 compared to 100, you're able to triple your investment. You've got free gas. You've got free free electricity. You've got the technology that's in place of web trainings, conference calls, weekly meetings, simulcast. We didn't have a simulcast 7 or 8 years ago. And then, Brian, the big thing is we're currently in 16 states, Japan and Canada, and there's a lot of talk floating around of states like Nevada and California. I started reading more articles about potential Florida, but make no doubt about it. It's like Brian said, you've got to be willing to pay the price. You know, I'm in Pennsylvania right now. On Tuesday, I am driving up to Ossipee, New Hampshire, about a 7-hour ride, and I know it's going to be bitter cold and snowing. And then two nights later, I'm driving up to Orono, Maine. And for those of you in Texas, you can go look at where that is. Last week it was 30 below zero. Why? Because we've got some incredible people up there that are excited about this opportunity who know nothing about the polar vortex. They're not worried about that. What they know is they've got an opportunity where if they come in and help people get three customers, they make their investment back. Two more, they double their money. Three more, they triple their money. And every time they go do that, Brian, think about this for a second. As a brand new consultant here in the Northeast, everything else that we talked about, what a great company it is, the history of Ambit, breaking records, the credibility, as a brand new consultant that joins Ambit tomorrow in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Delaware, wherever you join, come in and go get your website yourself as a customer. Seven more in your first couple months in the business. You've turned $100 into $300. Go help three people get a website and five customers, and you've made back $900 on a $100 investment. Are you kidding me? And in Texas, it's more. I mean, if you just look at what we've got here, and Brian, like you said, all that doesn't do you any good unless you take massive positive action. You know, there's a reason I'm out on the road. I told some people a couple weeks ago I was going to start tuning it down a little bit going into 2018. I was going to quit traveling 5 or 6 days a week, and I'll be honest with you, that's totally changed because of what's going on right now and the explosion that we're seeing. And, you know, when people like you and myself and Steve and Philip and Frank and all the leaders you talked about are out there working hard, there's a message to be sent. Why would people who paid the price, who've made millions of dollars working harder now than they've worked in the past? And I'm excited. I am extremely, extremely excited. I'll tell you what, how about Ernie and Peggy Force yesterday? How about when Peggy told Ernie, I'm not done yet, you let me finish?
Unbelievable.
I'm excited, real excited. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you too, and I can tell you is you know, Tim Devine did a great job yesterday talking about goals. Everybody did a great job, but you know, one of the things that as Tim talked and I was listening in the green room in Dallas, and you know, just so proud of watching Tim and his wife Sonia, and you know, I was on their call on Saturday and wanted to hear Sonia was on the call for the first time as the primary speaker, and just proud of the development and you know, just way out. And you know, I look at what this business does for people financially, and that's exciting. I mean, it's changed my life, it's changed your lives and your life and so many others. But what's even more exciting is to watch the personal development, to watch people come together, you know, for everybody to come behind Danny and his open heart surgery. You know, such a great guy and just made EC in the business. And, you know, I mean, for him to ask, you know, can we do my open heart surgery on Sunday so I can go to simulcast on Saturday? It just speaks volumes. I mean, that's not only Danny, but that's tens of thousands, you know, of people in Ambit Energy. You know, it's just what this company is about. It's about people helping people. It's about burying yourself in the success of others. And, you know, there's always exceptions to that rule. I mean, we know who they are. You know, they're all about themselves, and, you know, all they do is they talk about themselves, and they, you know, just do what they do. And, you know, you just put all that aside, and you look at the good. You know, I mean, there's people in society in the United States that are killing people, and that's why they have prisons, you know. I mean, so there's good and bad in everything. But if you look at AMBIT overall, you look at the leadership corporately, you look at the field leadership for the most part, you look at people that are just out there, they're trying to make a better life for them and their family, and there's no better vehicle to do that with. You need a vehicle to get you from where you are financially to where you want to be financially, and AMBIT's not going to be the only vehicle in the world to be able to do that for people. There are going to be plenty of millionaires that are going to be created out of other vehicles, but you know, for $100 investment, $75 to get involved in the first month's website, there's no better vehicle, in my opinion, that I've ever seen that has the upside potential that this has, you know. And I'm not trying to get political, but this is a fact. Donald Trump wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, several years ago. And in the premise of that book, whether you're, you know, dyed-in-the-wool conservative and a big Trump person, or you're dyed-in-the-wool liberal and you hate Trump, it's a great book to read from a business perspective, because what he says in the book is this, is when he looks at a real estate development, and of course that's was his core business back in the day and is today, is he looks at the worst case scenario. In other words, if he bought the development and everything went to hell in a handbasket, how much money would he lose? And then he looks at the best case scenario. And if all the moons aligned, everything went perfect, in under budget, and all the economies around that project just took through the roof, what would that end up being financially? And what he says in the book is it probably falls somewhere in between. So when you look at an opportunity, the worst case scenario in AMBIT Energy today, not when we got started, Ray, you know, it was $450 all in. But the worst case scenario today is 100, 102, 103, depending on what the local tax is, all in. You don't do anything, you don't get anything, you lose your 100 bucks. Best case scenario is what the number one income earner in the company makes, and not only number one, but number two, but number three, number four, number five, number six. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Okay. A lot of hard work, a lot of hours, a lot of dedication. And the bottom line, when you look at that, the downside versus the upside, it's okay, I'm in. And everybody on this call is in. You've made that decision. You've invested, whether you've been in the business a while, and you invested $429 plus the $2495 and the taxes, you know, a little over $450 to get in, or you've gotten in recently and it's cost you $100 to get in. You're in. And so the bottom line is that whether you get a return of and on that investment, and anybody you put into the business gets a return on or of that investment, is strictly determined on your personal effort. You know, this company is not saying, hey, you know, are you black, white, yellow, or whatever. They're not saying, you know, whether you're male or female, skinny or fat, you know, whether you have a college education or, you know, no education whatsoever. They don't look at your current income. There's no application in a job. It says, if you get involved in this business today and you invest in yourself $100, you have the same opportunities everybody else that gets invested in that invests in this business. You own and operate your own sales and marketing company. You've chosen AMBIT Energy to drive revenue to it. And the bottom line is you get to choose what the return, how fast the return of that investment is and what the return is on that investment. And you know, when you have people that literally have come out of the penitentiary as convicted felons that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and you have people that are PhDs and you know, the smartest people in the world making tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're from jail or from Yale. The bottom line is, this is the opportunity for you to say, 2018 is going to be my year. You know, Tim talked about goals. You know, what I added to that was accountability of those goals. You can sit there and say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make EC my ambition. I'm going to get this many dollars per month, so on and so forth. The bottom line is all that is a wish, a hope, and a prayer, okay? It has nothing to do with reality. The reality comes in when you go to somebody, whether it be your upline, your spouse, your best friend, or whatever, and say, here are my goals, and every single week or every single month, you come up with some sort of accountability program, whether it's a phone call or an email or whatever. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Curtis up in New York who came to my Yellow Jacket mentoring a couple of years ago, and every single month he sends me an accountability email. That accountability email says, hey, I got busy with my, he works for a nonprofit, fundraising for a nonprofit, got busy for my fundraising, you know, we had two major events and I wasn't able to spend a whole lot of time. I showed the plan twice this month. In other months, I showed the plan 20 times. I got three people into the business. One of them has promise, you know, whatever it is that he does, he keeps himself accountable. And what I know is, whether it's Curtis or somebody that is listening to this call, if you keep yourself accountable, it's probably going to happen as fast as you want it to happen. It's probably not going to happen to the degree that you want it to happen. Hey, my business isn't growing as fast as I want it to grow, and every single day I get texts of people coming into my business, and I'm not making the kind of money I want to make either. You know, so it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the number one income earner or you're just getting started in the business. It never grows fast enough. It never makes the kind of money you want it to make, you know, for the most part. But the bottom line is, if you just keep leaning up against it, just keep moving the bar, keep moving it, you know, just a little bit every single day, and you do that over a period of time, you're going to look up and it's going to have not only changed your life, but it's going to change the life of your kids and your kids' kids. You know, the bottom line of what you've done, Ray, I've done, and other people have done in this business is that it's going to far, you know, it's what I call generational wealth. You know, it's going to pass Betsy and I, you know, and it's going to go to the kids, and they're going to have kids, our grandchildren, and that income's going to pass from our kids to our grandchildren. And the bottom line is, an opportunity like that to position yourself for the kind of wealth that is going to be produced in this company that hasn't even really gotten started yet is really, really rare. And what's so sad is wanting it for somebody more than they want it for themselves. When somebody gets into your business and they don't move, it's next. You know, the bottom line is, you're not responsible for somebody's success. You're responsible for giving them the information so that they can make themselves successful and supporting them in that effort. And if they're not willing to move forward, then so be it. So we came off of what I believe to be one of the best years in Ambit Energy, 2017. And we're moving into what I know to be is going to be the greatest year in the history of the company, 2018. And Ray, you're up and after it. I'm up and after it. I'm back in, flying out to, Tokyo on the 6th, back on the 15th, you know, got, weekend at the ranch for a bunch of people in February, got another one in March, got another one after Power Trip. And what I can tell you is that if you want to be successful, you've got to tie in to leadership, whether it be your local meetings, your local, training, you know, whatever it is. And Ray, I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell them what's going on in Scranton here in a couple of weeks.
Brian, thank you. You know, we're excited. We're doing what's called a next level training. Myself and John Haas did one a few years ago, and it was more geared towards senior consultants who are trying to get to executive, or some of our executives who are trying to get to national. And, you know, guys, you can get to RC by putting 6 people in who do a little bit, and you get to SC by adding 18 more. Where most people seem to get stuck in this business is as senior consultants, because to go from SC to executive consultant EC, that's where you've got to duplicate your efforts. You got to find other serious people. And so we did a training a couple years back, and it went off real well. And we're going to do another one of those on January 27th. We're going to do a Friday night business presentation, all-star group coming in. It's funny because a lot of our people that are coming are going to be people who spoke yesterday. We've got Tim and Sonia Devine, Jay and Teresa Sanborn, Tony and Diana Procopio, Kirk and Trish Horan, Jeff Rollins, Jay Emma, Ernie and Peggy Force, and Jim and Kim Mason. And then, you know, one of the ones I'm real excited about is national consultant John Haas. And John is just amazing when he's focused on getting something done. And, you know, he was on a mission to get to EC and get to NC. And one of the things that he did was he has this little spiral notebook that he took around with him. It had all the information of who he was working with, who were RCs to help them get to SC when he was going to EC, and who was the SCs he was trying to help to get to EC when he was going to national. And, you know, John and I did that training a couple of years ago, and we're doing it again. And so I'm going to tell you, it's open to everybody in Ambit. You don't have to be an SC to get there. But what I would tell you is it's going to be a little bit more advanced. We're not going to talk about making the list or, Brian, as you say, turn on the electricity. That's your customer training. That's what's going to be the customer training. It's going to be geared to taking your business to the next level. And all those speakers are going to be doing different topics that are going to be a little bit more advanced. We're going to go from 10 to 5, and then we're going to do a little bit of a leadership reception afterwards and grab some food with some great people. We're actually taking them back to your favorite place, Happy Valley Sports Bar. And so we're excited. You know, it's going to be a great weekend of training, but it's going to be a great weekend of camaraderie with some incredible people. Like you said, Tim and Sonia, Ernie and Peggy, Jim and Kim, and I can go on and on and a whole bunch of other leaders. So anybody who wants to come to that event, it's going to be the weekend of the 26th and 27th of January in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And then yeah, I can't wait for Power Trip. I mean, I'm counting down the days to get down to Dallas. And yeah, I was talking to some people today. They said, you know, what's so good about Power Trip? And I said, well, you guys heard Chris and Jerry yesterday. You heard some amazing speakers. What about having an opportunity to go by the corporate office and see where these guys work at, and the opportunity to hear them answered questions, unedited questions for 2 hours on Friday night? I said, it's just, you know, it's priceless. And so we're looking forward to that. I mean, it's going to be a great spring, and it's going to be a great year in Ambit. And then they've got the early bird registration for Ambition. We're already talking about that. Jeff always talks about me promoting. I was counting down the days earlier to Ambition 2018. And, you know, the one thing that I've been telling people is, these promotions are important to take advantage on and further yourself. Get promoted in the compensation plan. Help everybody else get promoted in the compensation plan. Brian, I sent out an email earlier with some information about the state of Florida moving towards deregulation. And what I wrote in that email, at the top of it, I said, are you prepared for when Florida, Nevada, California, Arizona, and expansion in Canada happen? Now is the time to take advantage of triple-double, get promoted, get your team promoted. You want to be an NC when we go into these markets. And that's what we've got a whole lot of people focused on. Let's get everybody positioned and promoted as new markets come on board so they can go out there and do what you've been able to do with Japan and some of these markets, getting something started and working extremely hard and seeing the fruits of your labor every time a new market opens up. I appreciate you having me on here. I appreciate everything you do. Love you guys. I thought you knocked it out of the park yesterday.
Well, I appreciate it. Same to you. I love the sports analogy that young man at Central Florida University was fantastic. Ray, if you would, real quick, tell people how they can get the tickets to the next level training and at the last weekend of January up in Scranton.
You know, let me, Brian, Michelle Utter, you can email me. We're going to send out an email. I know you've got an email queued up and ready to go out for us. Unfortunately, I do not have, let me give everybody my email address and I'll get you the link to it. I do not have it in front of me. You can email me at raymonty7@yahoo.com, raymonty7@yahoo.com. And I know, guys, if you get emails from Brian, if you're on his distribution list, it will be coming. The email will probably go out tomorrow, Brian. I know you guys got it queued up and ready to go, but you can email me and I'll put you in touch with Michelle Utter. And if you'd like to come, you can either buy them online or a lot of the meetings. If you're going to any of the meetings, Brian, at the Northeast, I know Dwayne and Kathleen Featherbay, a lot of our leaders, Tim and Sonia Devine, also will have them at the meetings. And so, or worst case scenario, you can buy them at the door, but we will get them to you. And again, I do apologize. I don't want to pull it up and take a couple minutes because I know people have been on here for a while, but I appreciate it. Watch for an email coming out through Brian, and you can email me, raymonty7@yahoo.com, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah, that's great. And then, you know, we've got Power Trip coming up in Dallas. You know, it's the leadership breakfast is going to be Friday morning, April 13th. That'll be Ray, myself, and Joey Carter's confirmed for that. If you've ever been to that leadership breakfast, you know that's worth the price of admission itself. And then that Friday, we're doing a luncheon with Jerry Thompson. If Chris is in from Japan, he'll be there as well. That'll be the Wyo Ranch Steakhouse. And then Friday night, rather, we'll have question and answer with at least Jerry. And again, if Chris is in from Japan, he'll be there as well. Probably John Burke. And then Power Trip will be April 14th. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com. I will tell you that the VIP tickets, you know, which allows you early entry into the venue, a little bit of a discount off of the price, and gives you the VIP breakfast leadership. That it's about sold out. I don't know after this call if we'll sell it out or not, but you can grab a couple extra tickets and then assign those tickets to somebody else as you get closer to the event. I know we're in January. We're talking about April, but you don't want to pass up the opportunity to get you and your people in at a VIP level. So, again, it's ambitpowertrip.com. Ray, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you and everything you've done and transforming so many people's lives. Jeff, I really appreciate you stepping in and taking over for Bear. I know Bear is listening to the call and hated to miss it, but like I said, God first, family second, and Ambit third. I think this is probably the fifth or sixth time in several years, you know, 6-7 years, however long Bear's been hosting the call that he's missed, but important function at his church tonight, and I respect that and appreciate everything Bear's done over the years. And guys, it's the beginning of the new year. You know, you don't want to come up to the window in January of 2019 and say, wow, you know, I thought 2018 was going to be my year. You got to take the positive thought, move it into massive positive action, and get the job done. So with that, Jeff, if you know how, open the call up and let us know. Have a good night.
Brian, real quick, if people go to Eventbrite.com, I'm sorry, www.eventbrite.com, and just put in Ambit Energy Next Level Training, it's all there. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Jeff, if you could open it up, let everybody say good night to Ray. I'd appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Ray.